We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, spontaneous viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sugbatur Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongolsh. In Dahan Hul Province, channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Tla, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hotul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhua Cable TV, Yongjialuo Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, South Asian groups receive funding for child nutrition projects. In sustainable energy news, Portugal plans to establish 1,300 electric car refueling stations. In animal welfare news, the number of rare red deer is increasing in Kashmir. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 17th, is the birthday of American former astronaut Navy Captain Dr. Edgar Dean Mitchell, the sixth man to walk on the moon. Born in 1930 in Hereford, Texas, Dr. Mitchell was part of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, Apollo 14 mission in 1971. During his experience in space, he felt a profound sense of universal connectedness. Dr. Mitchell believes in the existence of extraterrestrial life and in now becoming part of the planetary community. In 1972, he established the Institute of Noetic Sciences, an organization dedicated to researching consciousness. For his outstanding accomplishments, Dr. Mitchell has received numerous accolades, including the Presidential Medal of Freedom and the NASA Distinguished Service Medal. He was inducted into the Space Hall of Fame in 1979 and the Astronaut Hall of Fame in 1995. May you have a joyous, heaven-blessed birthday, Dr. Edgar Mitchell, with your loved ones.
Fly-in news. Indonesia swept by fatal floods. Early on Tuesday, flash floods hit Mandailing Natal, a remote coastal district in Indonesia's North Sumatra province. Six villages with 2,200 residents were displaced as the Sulang Ailing River overflowed, with uprooted trees being flung through homes and at least 38 people perishing. The provincial government is working to reach the flood-affected, but weather and collapsed bridges have hampered rescue efforts. On September 16th, while conveying her prayers and condolences, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $10,000 to help the most desperate victims via our Native Association members or through the Red Crescent Society. This amount could acquire $120,000 in emergency items if purchased in the United States based on Indonesia's cost of living. North Sumatra government and all relief personnel, our thanks for your efforts to assist the flood afflicted. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt support to those in need. We pray for their protection and soon return to fulfilling daily lives as we strive to lessen such events through our kinder, earth-stabilizing ways.
Wildfires in Ecuador. On Monday, wildfires in Ecuador destroyed about 1,500 hectares of land, heavily impacting the provinces of Pichincha, Imbabura, Tungurahu, Chimborazo, Manabí, and Santa Elena. As flames approached some people's homes, they had to be extinguished with buckets of water. So far, there have been no reports of any fatalities or injuries. We pray for the quick return of familiar day-to-day life for the Ecuadorian people and that these destructive blazes are eased through our more mindful stewardship of the earth. May all beings in Ecuador be protected in God's grace.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swine flu potentially devastating to less equipped nations. With health authorities saying that total number of cases is too high to attempt to count, swine flu fatalities globally have reached 3,751. The death toll rose in Venezuela to 55 and in Oman to 18, while Mozambique reported her first death and Northern Ireland, UK reported her second. Hong Kong reported 580 new cases within 24 hours, while Serbia's infection rates rose to 69. In New Zealand's Otago University, Dr. Michael Baker reported that swine flu affected the indigenous Maori population and Pacific Islanders at higher rates, where hospitalization rates were much higher than between 43 and 94.2 per 100,000 people, compared to Europeans who had hospitalization rates of 14.1 per 100,000. Because those contracting a severe case of the disease often need costly care, the World Health Organization, or WHO, warned that swine flu's impact is already more severe in developing nations. Aggravating factors include reduced health facilities, staff and medical supplies, and lack of access to safe water and sanitation.
Meanwhile, researchers at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, or CDC, performed autopsies on over 90 people who died of the swine flu virus. In those for whom the virus was fatal, the virus had hidden itself deep within the lungs, causing acute respiratory distress syndrome, an often fatal condition in which patients are left gasping for breath.
We sorrow for those who are mourning the loss of a loved one or fear this new contagion. Our prayers for a healthier world population made immune to all such harms through a shift to the preventative, humane, and virtuous plant-based lifestyle.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org. Dame Jane Goodall's new book celebrates the love of humans for animal life. During a recent interview on the nationally broadcast Diane Rehm show in the US, the renowned primatologist spoke of her latest book, Hope for the Animals and Their World, which recounts the true stories of dedicated individuals across the globe who have helped return rare species to a more flourishing state, often from the brink of extinction. Dr. Goodall also talked about the importance of diet as a solution everyone can participate in to stabilize our imperiled planet and recommended reducing or eliminating meat and dairy altogether. Our appreciation, Dr. Dame Jane Goodall, for your lifelong dedication to the animals, for bringing readers your further inspiration and for advocating a diet that would truly sustain our Earth.
wishing for many more years that you grace our world with your informed and caring presence.
Norway's Prime Minister re-elected. With 99.9% of the votes counted, incumbent Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg has secured the popular vote for another term in office, with his Labour Party winning 86 of the total 169 seats in Parliament. With a government that is known for prioritizing such services as health care, education, and care for the elderly, the Prime Minister has also promised to address climate change in his second term of office. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency and Labour Party parliamentarians, wishing you continuous wise leadership in serving the highest goals of the Nordic people.
Palestinian Paralympics team brings home gold from Japan Games. Members of the Al Jazeera Sports Club from Gaza, Palestine, received top medals in the Tokyo 2009 Asian Youth Paralympic Games on Sunday. The event was opened with a keynote address by Japan's Crown Prince Naruhito that highlighted the universal values of Olympism. Teammate Momen Al-Masri became the first Palestinian to be honored with a gold in javelin throwing, while Waleed Judeh received a silver medal. Other team members also received silver and bronze medals in additional championship games. Head of the Al Jazeera Sports Club, Alian Nazli, said he was proud to see the Palestinian flag flown during the awards ceremony. Congratulations, young athletes of Palestine. Your achievements surely bring pride, hope, and fulfillment to the beautiful Palestinian people.
Special envoy for Muslim communities inaugurated. In a ceremony in Washington, D.C., USA, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton administered the oath of office to the country's first special representative to Muslim communities, Ms. Farah Pandith. Special Representative Pandith has served previously at the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, as well as being senior advisor to the Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs at the U.S. Department of State. Secretary Clinton highlighted the importance of the special envoy position, saying,
"As President Obama said in Cairo and Ankara, our nation seeks a new beginning with Muslims around the world, a relationship based on mutual interest and mutual respect. It's a relationship that requires us to listen, share ideas, and find areas of common ground in order to expand a peaceful, prosperous future. It is apparent now more than ever that we have to do more to promote dialogue and diplomacy, and Farah will play a key role in that process for us.
This is a nation that allows all of us to take part, and I feel a great honor to have this historic special privilege now."
Our accolades, Your Excellency, Special Representative Pandith, on your new role. May your work be graced in building many harmonious bridges of understanding that are shared the world over by Muslims and non-Muslims alike.
So help me God. Congratulations!
Save our planet, returning to a godly way of life. A diverse audience attended the two consecutive conferences, one on global warming and the other a book premiere of the Spanish edition of The Dogs in My Life, Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one internationally best-selling book. In English, Formosan or Taiwanese, Korean, and most recently in its Spanish language edition.
The author herself was welcomed as the honored guest via video conference for both events, with her shared insights uniting audience members, whether advocates of animals, the environment, or peace, in the same cause for saving the planet.
We have wars, we have hunger, and lack of compassion for all the humans and animals. Because we go in the opposite direction of our godly life, we should just turn around. Then a whole new outlook on life and divinity will open up to us. Beginning with being compassionate, stop killing, choosing a veg diet, helping others in need, etc., etc. So just simple. Be veg, go green, do good deeds.
Conference participants shared their lasting impressions from the discussion with Supreme Master Qinghai.
Creo que ser vegetariano, ser ecológico, es depositar la mirada directamente en el amor que debemos tenerle a un planeta que tiene vida.
Una voz tan confiable, tan amable como la de ella, esperemos que llame la atención para que cada uno de nosotros tome acción sobre las cosas que tenemos que hacer desde nuestra casa, porque las cosas tienen que pensar en la casa.
Supreme Master Qinghai reminded that a peaceful lifestyle at home, at our dining table, is the start of building a paradise on earth.
All of us, we have to put in the effort together. We have to return to our true nature, which is loving, which is kind, which is very, very benevolent, just godlike quality. Then everything will change accordingly. Nothing will happen to us then, but only happiness, prosperity, peace, loving kindness, and the world full of abundance. This is the power that we have. We are always praying to heaven, please help us, help us. But we have the power to create heaven.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for reawakening our innate compassion for all beings through her literary gifts and words of faith and encouragement. May all be entitled to a saved, blissful world through each individual's vital participation in being veg, going green, and doing good deeds.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. CO2 levels linked to Antarctic's origin. A team of researchers from the United Kingdom and the United States travelled to Tanzania, where they obtained special rock and fossil samples that would yield clues about the atmosphere 34 million years ago. Their analysis showed that declining CO2 levels, which were then at about 750 ppm, or twice those of today, were the cause of Antarctic ice formation.
Fellow researcher Dr. Bridget Wade of Texas A&M University in the U.S. stated, "Our study is the first to provide a direct link between the establishment of an ice sheet on Antarctica and atmospheric carbon dioxide levels, and therefore confirms the relationship between carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere and global climate. Scientists now are concerned that a continued rise in present CO2 levels will cause these massive ice sheets to melt, with a catastrophic 60-meter rise in global sea levels."
Our sincere appreciation, Drs. Pearson, Wade, and colleagues, for showing the connection to past times of climate change on Earth. May all of humanity join in the urgent actions needed to stabilize our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai has revealed through her meditation and inner communication that the inhabitants of other planets, such as Mars, had also caused drastic changes in atmospheric gases, as she explained once more our need for lifestyles of virtue in a January 2009 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff members in California, USA.
The mass extinction came, they die. Not only human beings and there, but the animals also, they die by two main poisonous gases, namely hydrogen sulfide and nitrous oxide, plus methane at the third course. But hydrogen sulfide and methane from the livestock began to warm the climate and then triggered more other gases from the ocean, from permafrost and glacier around the planet, just like what is happening to our planet right now. As the destruction happened too fast, no one can help anyone. Only 0.2% of them escaped, around 2 million, into the underground caves. And that's how they survived. They retain the history of what happened so that the descendants know how to take care of what they have and not to be careless and not to be so destructive anymore, but more virtuous and spiritual.
Save our planet. Asian countries adopt green industry standards. Senior business and environmental officials from 22 Asian countries met in the Philippines for the International Conference on Green Industry in Asia, where they unanimously adopted the Manila Declaration and Framework of Action. This accord provides steps for reaching energy, green jobs and environment goals, as well as a mechanism for periodically assessing progress. The leaders said that the Manila Declaration could also provide input for the upcoming International Copenhagen Conference. International attendees, our accolades for your new green accord. Wishing your continued work together abundant benefit to both the environment and the people of Asia.
Save our planet. Electric-powered cars, motorcycles, and tricycles racing at the Mason-Dixon Dragway in Maryland, USA, show spectators the swift progress of green vehicles, as electric cars like the Tesla Roadster can now rival a conventional Ferrari in performance.
Save our planet. In Orlak, or Vietnam, a new species of tree frog has been discovered by the country's scientists in the northern province of Lao Cai, as well as a new gecko species in the southern provinces of Dong Nai and Barravunto.
Hello, I'm Guapa the Guanaco, and this is my son, Carney.
Hi, everyone. Mom and I are following a vegan diet.
We have a tip on being frugal.
There are several swapping websites online which allow you to trade your used items with others.
That way, it's a win-win arrangement.
Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now, the weather around the world.
World News, the World Bank awards $840,000 for infant and child nutrition projects. 21 groups received the funding from the South Asia Region Development Marketplace DM, a grant program directed by the World Bank and sponsored by several partnering organisations. Winners came from India, Nepal, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Sri Lanka and Afghanistan. They will be given up to $40,000 each to put their plan into practice within 18 months. Proposals included a campaign for enhancing baby and pregnant feeding practices, providing micronutrient supplements and improving birth weight. Our sincere gratitude, World Bank and participating supporters, for your generous commitment to bettering the lives of the young in South Asia. Also, congratulations, awardees, for your innovative initiatives. May children in all parts of the world be endowed with health, love and joy.
In sustainable energy news, Portugal transportation is going green. His Excellency Mr. José Sócrates, Prime Minister of Portugal, initiated plans to install 1,300 electric car recharging stations throughout the country by 2011. French and Japanese partnership Renault-Nissan Alliance stated Portugal will be among the first locations for the launching of its electric automobiles in 2011. The network of charging sites is part of Portugal's designs for changing to sustainable energy. Currently, over one-third of the nation's electricity is produced from earth-friendly sources. Our respectful accolades and appreciation, Your Excellency, Mr. José Sócrates, and Portugal, for your commitment to earth-conscious endeavors. May all concerned leaders take vital measures to safeguard our ecosphere. Coming up, the number of Kashmir stag increases greatly thanks to conservation efforts. We'll just go for a hug, be right back. More rewarding news coming up soon on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beneficial news for our healing world. In animal welfare news, the number of rare red deer increases in Kashmir. A population census estimated that there are now over 200 of the Hangul or Kashmir stag, close to double last year's number. Mr. Rashid Nagush, Central Kashmir's wildlife warden, stated, "The improvement in the situation resulted from effective implementation of conservation plans and cooperation from environmentalists and the local community. Bravo, all those involved in protecting this precious God-created animal. May the majestic deer continue to thrive in safety and grace our world for eons to come."
Let's now enjoy a joke told in Russian entitled Food Order.
Пожилая пара сидит на скамейке в парке перед большим прудом. На другой стороне озера лоточники продают разную еду. Жена поворачивается к мужу и говорит: «Мне бы очень хотелось мороженого». Муж отвечает: «Ладно, пойду тебе куплю». Жена говорит: «Но ты забудешь, лучше запиши». Муж отвечает: «Нет, не забуду, что ты хочешь?» Жена говорит: «Купи мне клубничное мороженое с шоколадной крошкой». Муж отвечает: «Хорошо, клубничное мороженое с шоколадной крошкой. Вот увидишь, я запомню». Прошло несколько часов, и, наконец, муж возвращается. Жена его спрашивает: «Почему ты так долго? Ты заблудился?» Муж отвечает: «Нет, я принес то, что ты хотела». Жена открывает пакет и видит веги-бургер и помфриты. Жена говорит: «Я знала, что тебе нужно было записать». Муж говорит: «Что ты имеешь в виду? Все же здесь». На что жена отвечает: «Нет, не все. Посмотри, ты забыл соленые огурцы».
And now for a heartline from Edcas Mission, an Australian non-profit animal sanctuary, whose slogan states, "Our mission is kindness." Edcas Mission received a $10,000 donation from Supreme Master Ching Hai in support of their compassionate work, a certificate of appreciation acknowledging Supreme Master Ching Hai's generous care was sent by Ms. Pam Ahern.
With compliments. Thank you so much for your kind and generous support of our work. Regards, Pam Ahern from Edgar's Mission, Australia. If we could live happy and healthy lives without harming others, why wouldn't we?
Compassionate Pam, thank you for your sweet note. Supreme Master Ching Hai is doing everything possible to save and improve the lives of our noble animal friends. Your caring efforts are greatly appreciated. With God's blessings to you and Australia.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thanking you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life be joyous and wonder-filled.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Ahead of a United Nations Security Council meeting, U.S. representatives draft a resolution calling for all countries to dispose of nuclear arms and join the Non-Proliferation Treaty.
Congolese Foreign Minister Alexis Tambwe Mwamba states that two Norwegians originally sentenced to capital punishment will be spared and that a portion of their sentence could be served in Norway.
American television actor and animal welfare activist Stephen Glover, popularly known as Steve O, has become vegan and reports that he feels healthier than ever.
Ethnic Tay writer Cao Ri Sun of Orlac, or Vietnam, earns his country's nomination for the Southeast Asian Writers Award this year for The Old House by the Stream, a 200-page short story compilation.
Thanks to a 4 million euro donation from the European Union, the UN International Atomic Energy Agency is able to remove nearly 40 potent radioactive sources to ensure greater safety in Lebanon.
Following the installation of ticket-issuing speed camera sites, the number of collisions at New Zealand's busiest locations dropped by half, demonstrating their value in saving lives.
Hungarian Prime Minister Gordon Bajnai and Slovakian Prime Minister Robert Fico meet and renew their country's relations, including their agreement to abide by the suggestions of a neutral third party.
Russia joins other members of the international community in urging Israel to halt plans for housing construction in Palestinian territories for better facilitation of peace in the Middle East.
The Zec Veg Festival in Zagreb, Croatia, promotes sustainable and ethical living, along with introducing the public to compassionate veg food and other animal-free products.
Pakistan's Ministry of Railways approves an Indian proposal to launch South Asian regional train service between Bangladesh, India and Pakistan.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.